Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Take two.
Let's see.
That was Dutch-born New York bassist Joris Tape paying the ultimate homage to a veteran drummer that he performed and recorded with for 9 years until this drummer's death in 2009, Rashid Ali. That was John Coltrane's drummer. That was the tune Sidewalks in Motion off the 2019 CD called In the Spirit of Rashad Ali. So Joris is the first jazz musician from the Netherlands to be able to make it in New York. That's saying a lot. He arrived in New York City in 1992 with just his bass and a suitcase, and he took lessons quickly with Ron Carter, and he met many musicians and started to work quite a bit in the big city. A year later, he recorded his first CD with a band co-led by Don Braden, featuring Cyrus Chestnut, Carl Allen, and the great Tom Harrell. That is not an accident. That is an all-star cast right there.
Yeah.
Man alive. So we just happen to run into these guys that are legends.
Yeah, but that's how it is kind of amongst jazzers.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah, want to hang out? Sure.
Let's do it.
Well, let's come over to my studio, you know. And
we'll make an album.
We'll make an album.
No big deal. We'll do it in the afternoon. It'll be a classic by the end of the day.
Kind of like us.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So from that point on, everything really took off for him, and he became a bassist in great demand. He has been working with the Who Is Who in jazz for years, with the likes of Benny Goldson, Billy Hart, Randy Brecker, and so many others. And during a very recent interview with Neon Jazz, we caught up with him in his home country and talked about what the future may hold and projects that he has his eye on. And this answer sums up the spirit of this musician.
There's so much more that I want to do that... It almost feels like I'm worried if I, you know, I'm already in my 50s, and I hope I have enough years to keep doing this, because there's so much more that I want to do.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has always protected and loved jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a new hour of music that likely you will always remember. From John Coltrane's Main Drummer and the topic of this hour's first tune, here is free jazz and avant-garde drummer in his own voice, Rashid Ali, with the tune Blue and Green off the 2009 CD called Artwork, as this 592nd show, one day shy of 8 years doing Neon Jazz, our first episode, April 11th, 2011.
11-11. That sounds ominous.
Yeah, it does. But that was the way it was, and this is the way it is.
I like to keep doing this and keep continuing his legacy. Like the music he stands for, the ideas he was standing for, and the way he played is just so inspiring and so different than other people. Thank you. thank you so much to listen to Neon Jazz. It's a great show, and my name is Joris Tepe, and I'm very honored to be featured on the show.
That was another bassist on the show, Pete Coco, with the 2019 tune I Have Decided off his debut CD as a leader. It's a great one called Line with the Groove. This album serves as a homage to his mentors, featuring fresh arrangements on tunes by bass players from the likes of Ron Carter, Ray Brown, Charlie Hayden, and so many others. And he has been a mainstay on the New York City scene. He has performed with so many jazz greats like Matt Wilson, Zach Brock, Bucky Pizzarelli, Ken Peplowski, Harry Allen, Chuck Redd, and so many others. So let's jump back in time a little bit here on this one. This is Artie Shaw with his Gramercy 5 from 1952. This is the song Summit Ridge Drive, as we keep on winding our way down this little jazz avenue of ours.
Artie Shaw, yeah. Mr. Begin the Begin, and boy, when he left big band, he just hung up that clarinet.
That was
it. And he was done.
He was done. He was just like, I'm out.
Angela Verbruge. I'm here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and we're both listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Gemino. I hope you enjoy my new album, The Night We Couldn't Say Goodnight.
Magic in the air. Shooting stars and bright moonlight. We shared our secrets there. The night we couldn't say goodnight. Oh, what a surprise. How my heart beat at first sight. Enchanted by those eyes, the night we couldn't say goodnight. But I know love's a dangerous game. If I stay, I'll never be the same. But I can't leave now, it's much too late. My heart has sealed my fate. It's like he read my mind. My deepest thoughts brought to light. All my dreams defined. The night we couldn't say goodnight. magic in the air. Shooting stars and bright moonlight, we walked our secret path. The night we couldn't say goodnight. Could this thing be love, or just a moment's joy? Is it me he's dreaming of, or am I just his toy? We lingered lost in space and time. We lingered a feeling so sublime. When dawn arrived that morning, I held his hand in mine. Where do we go from here? Nothing's ever felt so right. Shadows disappear. The night we couldn't say good night. Good night.
That was the charismatic Canadian vocalist Angela Verbruge with the 2019 song, The Night We Couldn't Say Goodnight. That's a quagmire right there, isn't it?
Yep.
We couldn't do it.
I've been there. I got the T-shirt.
You earned it.
Well, that's the way our family was anyway.
Yeah.
It was kind of the trap, you know. Well, you're Italian. You know what I'm talking
about. I totally
know
what you're talking
about. Yeah, you go to the door, you take out your keys, you're rattling them, and you keep talking for the next half
that's
an hour to an hour.
You just keep going and going and going. Your hands are moving.
I've got, my wife sometimes is like, finish it up. You've already wrapped up the conversation about 20 times here.
That's it. So she is a former actress that turned her passion into performing the Great American Songbook, vocal jazz and bossa nova favorites. With a voice that is at once both innocent and sultry, she exudes playfulness and passion that takes audiences on a journey of their own memories of love and excitement, longing, and brokenheartedness. She covers it all. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about love specifically and more. Listen.
One of the most exciting types of human emotions is new love and the possibilities that that brings, but also the risks. So some of the songs are where it doesn't work out. And some of the songs are just about, like the Running Light song, the title track, that I wrote the lyrics with New York pianist Ray Gallen as the composer of that one. I mean, even with romance, you might be rushing to get to that date. That's life. That's part of life.
Now we go on to jazz harmonica legend Toots Thielemans. And let's let Angela explain her moment with Toots as we get into the song Scotch on the Rocks. It's a great one for him to perform off his 2006 CD, simply called Collections.
Well, I went to the Montreal Jazz Festival and saw Toots Thielemans. That was pretty special. That was a night to remember.
Thank you. This is Corey Weeds, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was Corey Weeds with the tune Calypso off his 2019 CD Live at Frankie's Jazz Club. Man, I love this disc. I could go on and on about him being the founder and the owner of Corey Weeds' Cellar Jazz Club in Vancouver that had a great 13-year run, or his status as a master of the sax, but all I can say is that each and every successive album he puts out is golden. I love it, and this one is no exception. Go out and get it. From the kid who played in churches and was influenced on the piano by Ramsey Lewis and Oscar Peterson, this is a pianist, composer, and educator, the great Mulgrew Miller, with the 1987 tune Wingspan, as we keep on soaring around here on this big show. We'll be right back.
this is Erica Von Kleist, saxophonist, flautist. I'm coming at you from Whitefish, Montana, and I'm happy to be here on Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was multi-instrumentalist, teacher, and entrepreneur Erica Von Kleist with the 2010 song Dirty Martini off the No Exceptions CD. So this Connecticut native began her career as a saxophonist and flautist on the New York City jazz scene, and had originally moved to the city to study at the renowned Juilliard School. The next 10 years were met with performances, tours, and several Grammy-nominated recordings with a lot of different people. And it was in 2013 that she left New York for Montana and launched two sister companies, the Montana Artist Collective and Groove Trail. They have created sustainable platforms for employment for local musicians. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, we talked to her about whether or not there's a longing for New York and what it's like to go to a rural place like Montana. This was her answer.
You know, when you see people that you know in the city, it's like, who you're playing with? What do you got coming up next? Like, that conversation doesn't happen here. As people talk about other things, and that's been really refreshing to just kind of get away from the bubble a little bit. And then also just enjoy nature and enjoy life.
From award-winning New York City alto saxophonist and composer Patrick Cornelius, this is the tune Big Pictures off the CD Should Be Fun. That's the idea, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. If it ain't fun, I ain't doing it.
That's right.
Or listening to it.
Yeah. I'm getting out. Have a good time, kids. Again, that was award-winning alto saxophonist and composer Patrick Cornelius with Big Pictures off Shouldn't It Be Fun. And we hope that you've enjoyed our bigger jazz musical picture here. And to wrap it all up, this is tenor sax cat Eddie Lockjaw Davis with Eddie's Function. And our function here is to thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat with jazz swagger, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Sitting here in my seal sucker suit. Yes. That's right. You got my swagger on.
I love it.
Thank you.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.